USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House says it will reimpose sanctions next week on Belarus following the forced diversion of a flight to the nation's capital in order to arrest an opposition journalist. The U.S. and European Union have called for the release of Roman Protasevich following his May 23rd arrest. They accused Belarus of hijacking the Ryanair flight Protasevich was on under the guise of responding to a bomb threat on the plane. A new strain of coronavirus has been identified in Vietnam. The country's health minister said Saturday the new strain is a hybrid of variants found in India and the U.K. Early lab tests suggest that the variant may be more transmissible than other strains of the virus. And the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says that employers can mandate that their employees get vaccinated against COVID. In a statement, the agency said that federal laws do not prevent an employer from requiring employees to get vaccinated before returning to the workplace, as long as they comply with the reasonable accommodation provisions of the Americans with Disabilities Act and other employment laws. This is USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.